Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Now, before we get started, about a year ago I put out, do you guys want bad quality audio? You guys said yes, surprisingly. This episode, I've done as much work as I possibly can. It doesn't sound that great, but I did try my best, so hopefully you guys don't mind too bad. If it's too bad, just skip and listen till tomorrow. If you're not a member, you guys missed an excellent episode with Fred Flintstone. That's right, the voice of Alan Reed was actually the voice of Fred Flintstone until he died in 1977, and that was on yesterday's episode of Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, which is a members only, so definitely take a look at that. If you are a member, if you're not, hey, look at subscribing. Go to otrwesterns.com, and you'll see all the subscription information on your right-hand side. Now let's get into today's episode. Like I said, it's going to be Cisco Kid. Original air date, September 10th, 1953, and the title is Blackjack LaRue. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Blackjack LaRue. In the days when the Cisco Kid rode his great stallion Diablo throughout the Southwest of the 1870s, there lived an outlaw named Blackjack LaRue, ex-logger and prize fighter, a giant of a man with a giant of a temper, and a wild gang of hoodlums at his beck and call. And in the same gang was Trigger Spence, Blackjack's lieutenant, a crafty, scheming, deadly devil of a man who would double-cross his own brother. As our story opens, it's late afternoon, and Spence is riding back alone to Blackjack LaRue's outlaw camp from the tough frontier town of Adobe City.
Steady, horse, steady, not so fast. I've got to do some more figuring before I get back to camp. The time I took over this gang, and the easiest way to do it is to frame Blackjack on a killing. Yeah, Cisco Kid's in town. Blackjack thinks he can lick any man living. Now, I could just fix things to look like Blackjack had killed Cisco and maybe old Marshall Douglas, too. Why don't I fix it that way? Blackjack's brain is just like a young buckle. Sure, I can fix it. Come on, get that boy. Come on, if you can. Come on. Maybe I can kill Blackjack, too. I just wait and see which way the cards fall.
He's a new face.
Yeah. Be right with him, Blackjack.
What'd you say, Spence? You have been to town?
Yeah, just getting back.
What news for Blackjack?
Plenty. An old coyote of a marshal's laid up with a broken arm and a broken leg.
Sure.
Took a tumble off his house while he was fixing the roof. Good time now, Blackjack, to get back at him for running us out of town 3 years ago. We go to his house tonight, do me and Eve.
Yeah, and pity that dog, Spence. Blackjack LaRue does not fight with cripple men. Blackjack LaRue fights only with whole men. I show you, Spence. Yeah, you sprawl like the big bullfrog, Spence. Big bullfrog. Blackjack LaRue lose his temper. Here, I help you up, Spence. I will even apologize, Spence. You accept?
Yes. Yeah. It's all right, Blackjack. I don't think you'll do that again.
What do you mean?
I mean the Cisco Kid's in town, Blackjack. Been making talk. He's been saying that when he finds you, he's going to kick the daylights out of you. He's going to tie you in a knot and throw you away.
Cisco say that?
Yeah, and that ain't all he said. It's a bad hombre, Blackjack. You better keep out of his way.
He says such thing about me? Yeah. That pig of Cisco, that dog of a dog? Cisco Spence. I will find that Cisco, even though I have never seen him. I will take his body in my two hands, and as I take this branch, and I will flap his body like this. By the beard of all the saints, Blackjack LaRue will make that Cisco run like the fright of a rabbit. Allah, Vizavi, you men who follow Blackjack LaRue. Venez avec moi, vite! Tato, Vizavo! We go to Adobe City.
Yeah, We go to Adobe City. And you'll be staying in Adobe City, Blackjack. 6 feet underground.
Is it supper, Grant? Do you think you can manage to feed yourself with that broken arm?
Yes, sir. I can make out fine, Mary.
I hate to leave you, but I have to get to work at the cafe.
I know. I just wish you hadn't taken that job waiting on tables.
No, I don't mind it, Grant. But there is one thing I do worry about.
What's that?
That box of dynamite in here. I wish you'd get somebody to get it out. I'm scared to death of it.
Don't worry none, Mary. There's no danger.
I suppose not. I just don't like it. Well, goodbye, Gramp. I have to hurry. I'll be back as soon as I can.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, youngsters.
Oh,
who's that? Sounds like the deputy. Terence! Evening, deputy. You seem to be in a hurry.
I sure am, Marshal. I just got word that Blackjack LaRue's heading for town tonight.
Blazes, and I have to be laid up here.
What do you think I better do?
Get out the signs to have all the guns checked at the marshal's office under penalty of arrest.
It won't stop Blackjack.
I don't know. It might. Blackjack's a wild hombre, deputy. But he ain't a killer, far as I know. Now, if you take that trick at Spence, he's a born killer if I ever saw one. But Blackjack might order him hombre here to check their guns. It's worth a chance.
All right, Marshal.
And I hear Cisco's in town. If you need help, deputy, you might swear Cisco and Poncho in. Or bring him in here and I'll swear him in.
Well, I figure I can handle this job myself.
Suit yourself, son.
I'll get them signs out right away. So long.
Good luck. Yes, sir, the expenses are born killer.
Deputy!
Blast it all, I clean forgot to ask him to get that dynamite out of here.
Cisco.
Hey, Poncho.
How much longer we stay around at Dobie Steve?
Oh, until the freight wagons leave, Poncho. We are to guide them to the west.
When they leave, Cisco. We've been here 3 days already, no?
They were due to leave today, but there always seems to be a delay in getting started.
Uh-huh.
What is the difference, amigo? Time means nothing to us.
Poncho not like a town like this, Cisco. Poncho would rather be in the mountains or on the desert, away from the town.
Yeah, so would I, Chico. But the time will pass quickly.
Uh-huh.
Here's the marshal's office.
Hold on. Slow down.
Come, Poncho. We'll go in.
Here we go in.
Buenas noches, señor deputy.
Buenas noches, señor deputy.
How does this go, Poncho? What can I do for you?
We saw your sign at the west end of town, deputy, so we are here to check our guns with you.
All right, hand them over, boys, and I'll give you a seat.
Okay. Here's my gun belt.
And here, Poncho's gun belt.
I'll just put them right here in this rack. Here's your receipt.
Gracias, señor deputy.
Gracias, señor deputy. Cisco, keep Poncho's receipt. See, Poncho's Poncho's what you may call it. Poncho loses.
Very well, amigo. I receive it.
What time do you figure to call for your gun, Cisco?
Oh, probably within the hour. We are going to the cafe for our suppers, and we will ride out of town and back to our camp.
Well, somebody will be here in the office. I may myself, if Blackjack LaRue don't cause me any trouble.
Blackjack LaRue?
Yeah. I hear he's riding to town tonight. You might meet up with him at the cafe, Cisco.
Hey, possibly. Well, gracias, señor deputy. We will be back later.
Cisco, Spence. Where will we go to find you?
Well, we might try the cafe first, like that. About supper time, Cisco might be there.
Yes. Hello, to the cafe.
Hey, wait a minute, back there. Hey, look at that sign. All guns must be checked at the marshal's office. Will be returned when owner leaves town by order of the marshal.
Hey, check this out.
Hey, can you speak that?
Does that marshal mean for Blackjack to check his gun?
Yeah, that's what he means. Maybe after all, we better call around on Marshal Douglas.
No. Again, I say I do not fight with crippled men's friends, but we will show the marshal what we think of his time. Les enfants, draw your guns. Do as I do.
Ribbon, boy!
Again! Again! Ça suffit! En avant, tout du café!
Jim, fine food, but do not eat so fast, Pancho. Mother mia, one moment the food is on your plate, the next moment it is not.
The food does not belong on the plate, Cisco. Food belongs in Pancho's stomach. Pancho gives it to his stomach as fast as he can.
But you can't eat more slowly. He's more polite.
No, see, Pancho is more polite, Cisco.
Can I get you anything more?
Gracias, senorita. Not for me. Are you not the granddaughter of Marshal Douglas?
Yes, I'm Mary Douglas. I remember you and Pancho, Cisco, but I was beginning to think you didn't remember me. I hope you'll call to see Gramps, Cisco. He'd love to see you and Pancho.
We are going to call this evening, senorita. I am sorry that we have not called before.
He'll be delighted. I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, you will.
Senorita, nice, Cisco.
Yeah, Pancho, she's very nice.
She's very nice, very nice.
Wonder what that is all about.
Guns, Cisco. Some hombres not take the guns, Pancho thing.
Well, it would seem they did not. This must be that black Jack LaRue on his side.
Sound like trouble, Cisco.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, and I do not like it.
The Cisco Kid, he's here. It is I, Black Jack LaRue, who asked.
Same. I'm here, LaRue. What do you want?
Madre mía, it's a big hombre, Cisco. And big like an elephant, no?
So, this is the great Cisco. Behold, this is the one who says he is better man than Black Jack. This is the one who says he tied Black Jack in knot and throw him away. You are shrimp. Come back. Cisco, I do not like the color of that plate you eat from. I will destroy the place.
Do not like to have food spattered over my shirt, Black Jack.
What are you going to do about it? You fight with Black Jack?
See, if you force me to. Come, we'll step outside.
He come the deputy, Cisco.
All right, Black Jack, you're coming with me. I'm taking you in for not checking your gun.
You have courage, deputy. One man against too many.
Another hombre is trying it.
Cut off your lights. Cisco, somebody grab Pancho.
Working
good. Somebody stack a match. Light a candle.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, the deputy, he's been shot.
Look, Cisco and Pancho are all cold.
Who is the man who killed that deputy? Show him to Black Jack. No, I'm just scared.
Cisco's on it, Blackjack. I didn't want you to get shot, so I blasted out the light. Just then, Cisco grabbed my gun, let go of you, but he missed and got the deputy.
Don't do that, don't, Black Cisco. I do not like this feeling.
Neither do I. Cisco ought to be locked up for this. Let's take the deputy's keys and lock him up.
Ah, sometimes you are smart, mon ami. That is the thing you do. Come, mes enfants. We will lock up Cisco and the other one in the jail. I, Black Jack, will lock up Cisco.
It looks as though Cisco and Pancho are in serious trouble and perhaps in danger of losing their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Black Jack LaRue. As soon as Trigger Spence, teaming lieutenant of Black Jack LaRue, shot out the cafe lamp, he killed the deputy marshal with the next shot, then gun-whipped Cisco and Pancho. Claiming that Cisco had snatched his gun and shot the deputy, Spence proposed that the outlaws lock up our friends in the town jail, an idea which Black Jack LaRue quickly agreed to. Now, some minutes later, in a cell of the jail.
Cisco.
What do you want, Pancho?
The way Cisco walk up and down the cell, Pancho, and I think Cisco got a bad headache like Pancho.
Yeah, I've got a bad headache, amigo. But if we can get out of this cell, I promise you some others will have bad headaches, too.
We not killed the deputy.
Of course we did not kill the deputy.
But people think we killed the deputy, Cisco.
Some people do not stop to think at this time, Pancho. They're just guided by impulse of the moment.
Huh?
The
come here. We must get out of this place. Cisco tried to bend the bars again, no?
Oh, yes, strong bars, but I will try it again.
Push, Cisco, push.
No use.
No use, huh?
The bars are too strong. They cannot be bent.
Cisco.
See? Who called me?
It's Mary Douglas. I'm here at your cell window. Oh, I'm afraid, Cisco. That gang of blackjacks, I brought you a crowbar. Maybe that'll help.
Gracias, senorita. You certainly will help.
Indeed, senorita.
Can you reach it?
Just about. All right, let it go. I have it. Now, we have something to work with, Pancho.
Get out now, huh?
Will you come to the house, Cisco? This town's just plain wild tonight, and I'm afraid Blackjack and Spence will try to get even with Gramps for running him out of town some years ago.
See, senorita, as soon as we can get there.
And be careful. A lot of people think you killed the deputy.
What do you think?
I know you didn't. I wasn't right there at the time, but you wouldn't kill him. I know you wouldn't.
You are right. I did not.
I'd better be going. Here come some people.
Do not let them see you here. Hurry, senorita.
Cisco. Sonica, Manto, Pancho.
Stand flat against the wall, Pancho. Over here under the cell window. Quick.
Pancho, I can stand flat, Cisco. Pancho, not flat. Pancho, fast.
Here's the window of the cell, Albert.
Thank you, Coyote. We are far from done for.
Cisco, take it in what we do.
Just try with this crowbar.
Well, if I can bend the bars of these...
Cisco, the bars bend?
One of them is bending a little, Pancho.
Now it's bending a little. Hurry, Cisco, hurry.
Now the other bar.
Mata, Cisco, take it in.
See, the bar is bending.
That is enough. I'll throw out the window, Pancho. Then I'll lean down and pull you out.
Santo,
give me your hand, Pancho. What is it? Can you reach?
Pancho, reach.
Now, up. Come on, up, Pancho.
We're nearly out. If Pancho not too fast to get through the bars.
You weren't very through, Pancho.
Just in time, Cisco.
On your feet, Pancho. We must run. Come on.
They shoot from behind, and they shoot from in front.
Come on. Who's in here, Pancho? There are bushes. We can hide. Come on.
I stop for a moment. Oh, Pancho, I have to stop for the month, Cisco. Pancho, not get the breeze.
It's all right. The mob is going the wrong way to find us. Come, amigo. We must get to the home of Marshal Douglas as soon as we can.
Adieu, Blackjack.
Oui, where you been, Fred?
Cisco's broke jail.
I find Cisco I make with him the big fight. I show him Blackjack is better man.
Ah, never mind that now.
Never mind? You tell me to never mind?
No, Blackjack, this town is right plumb upside down. Oh, we can knock over that bank like nothing.
I will give the order, Fair.
But look, it's a chance of a lifetime. Where's the rest of the gang?
I told them to enjoy themselves in the cafe.
Well, get them out. I'm going to knock over that blasted marshal.
Again you give the orders. Once too much, I give you a lesson in manners.
And I give you a bigger lesson when mes enfants are around to see.
That's right. There ain't nobody around, is there? All right, Blackjack, you and me going to settle this right here and now.
You draw the gun.
Yeah, you bet I do, you big dumb buzzard. And here's what I'm going to do with it. That takes care of you, Blackjack. The gang will think Cisco did it. My gang. Now I'll even my score with Marshal Douglas.
Oh, Mary, glad you're home.
I'm glad to be home, too, Grandpa. I can tell you that.
I heard some shooting in. Hey, what did you bolt the door for, girl?
I'm afraid we might have a visitor, Gramps. Oh, that Blackjack LaRue gang, they're terrible.
A little mite worse than average, maybe.
A little. They killed the deputy tonight.
What?
Shot him down in the cafe.
I thunder, and I got to get out on that street.
No, Gramps.
I forgot my blessed leg and arm.
And then they threw Cisco and Pancho in jail. They knocked them unconscious, and then they tried to get a mob to lynch them. I took a crowbar to the cell and
Now, quit it now, Mary. Won't do any good to cry.
No, I know it. I'm just tired and scared, I guess.
I told Cisco to come here if they got out.
By thunder, with all this going on, I'm laid up here.
Is he right? No, but...
Somebody's coming. Maybe it's Cisco.
Who is it?
Open this door.
Oh, good heavens, friend.
Hand me one of them guns, Mary.
No.
Hand me that gun, I said.
No, I won't. You can't shoot with your left hand, Grant. And he's a gunman. If you had a gun, he might kill you.
Open this door.
Don't you dare try to get in here.
Mary,
I ain't only going to try to come in. I asked
for it.
Mary, for the last time, hand me my gun.
Want to keep me out, was you? Yeah. Didn't work. Well, 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 Michael. So you laid up, huh? Now, ain't that too bad?
Get out of here, Spence.
Put me out.
Please. Leave him alone. Can't you see he's helpless?
Sure, I can see it. Kind of hoping that him and me could have a nice little gunfight so he could have a chance. Kind of tough I'm going to have to kill him without his firing a shot.
You wouldn't dare do that.
Oh, wouldn't I? There's a bullet in this here hip of mine that he put there. I get a lot of pain out of that hip. He's going to get a lot of pain now before he dies.
You murderer. I'll fight you myself. Put down that gun.
Oh, if you were in there, right smart little wild. Hey, to be rough with you, but I'm just going to have to throw you over the corner.
Why, you weasel sent you yellow coyote.
Get up. You got your prayers ready, Marshal?
Go on. Go on, shoot.
That's just what I'm going to do.
Well, excuse me. Remember firing the shot to kill the deputy?
Yeah, I
can. Look out, Cisco! He ran across the room!
Lord, he's picked up a stick of that dynamite!
All right, stand back, all of you. Get back! Good thing for me, I hadn't noticed that flash of dynamite. Now things are different, Cisco. I slammed this dynamite down on the floor.
Hey, if you do, you will die as well as the rest of us.
He won't throw it, Cisco. He ain't got nerve enough.
Go on, how you'll plan out?
Let me do the talking, Senor Marshal. Fence, I'm going to walk across this floor. I'm going to hold out my hand, and you are going to put that stick of dynamite in my hand.
Take 2 steps and I throw it.
Say, I'm going to take 1 step now. Yes, Pancho. Now I'm going to take the 2nd step, Spence. And if you want to die, throw the dynamite.
I will, I swear.
We will see. The 2nd step.
I said I throw it.
I'm
throw it.
Cisco, grab his hand. We'll take that dynamite, Spence.
Throw it. Yeah. Great Jupiter,
Gee, that was a close call, Marshal. But now you have your worst bandito. And if you care to deputize Pancho and me, we will go out after the others.
I sure will, Cisco. After I catch my breath.
Pancho, the senor is afraid. Pancho, quickly.
No, Pancho, Cisco.
Pancho.
He thinks he's the only one afraid. If they try to lynch Pancho, and if they try to shoot Pancho, did they try to dynamite Pancho? Pancho show her how to face her.
See, it was a bad experience, Senorita. I used it past tense.
Yes, I see your point, Cisco. I won't mention it again. But I do want to tell you how grateful Gramps and I are to you for cleaning up that gang and everything.
Gracias, senorita. But I believe your grandfather is disappointed. He had looked forward to cleaning up that gang himself.
Well, perhaps. But there'll be others, I'm sorry to say. And he really is pleased with what you and Pancho did.
We are glad we could help, senorita. And now I must say adios.
But not like that, Cisco.
Then how would you have me say adios?
Can't you... Death?
I am not good at guessing. Perhaps if you could show me.
Cisco, you have laughing eyes.
See?
All right, then. I will show you. Like this.
Senorita.
Pancho.
What we here for?
What do you mean by here, amigo?
And Pancho means what we here on the earth for.
You know, a lot of others have wanted the same thing, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But since you ask me, I think we are here to help others.
What others, Cisco?
Oh, other people.
Help other people do what?
Well, help them out of trouble. Help them if they are sick. Help them any way we can, Chico.
We're here to help others, no?
Pancho, I have already said I think that is why we are here.
See, Cisco. But, Cisco.
Well?
If we're here to help others.
See?
What the others here for?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.